Gentlemen, please welcome the Chief of Police for the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
That was pretty good. Small class, but loud. Before I begin my remarks, I want to talk a little bit about the legacy which you inherit today. Los Angeles Police Department has three assistant chiefs. The three assistant chiefs work directly for me. They oversee the operations of the department. One of the assistant chiefs is the chief of the Office of Administrative Services. The Office of Administrative Services does such things as the budget, many of the clerical functions of the department, reviews force, and also oversees training. Whether you know it or not, that's where you work today. Sunday, you'll work someplace else, but today, that's where you work. The chief in charge of Office of Administrative Services has been the same since I have been the chief of police, Sandy Jo MacArthur. She retires at the end of this month. This and you are her last class. Before she retires. Now, in the tradition of the Los Angeles Police Department, she will become a reserve and work just as hard for no money as she does today. But I wanted to take an opportunity to recognize her, to thank her, and to let you know that you have been her passion. Her passion for training and for making recruit officers into police officers that can handle the rigors of this profession has been unparalleled. And she has made our training live up to its reputation. We've always had a strong reputation for training. Sometimes we've deserved it. In this decade, we have earned it, and we do deserve it, and a lot of us due to Sandy Jo, and I want to thank her. Sandy Jo, like myself, is the parent of a Los Angeles police officer. And with comes with that, as everybody in this audience is well aware, is an endless sense of trepidation and worry about the welfare of your loved one. And she and I both translate that into the way we feel about you. So to her, each and every one of you is her child, and she cares for you in exactly that manner. So thank you, Sandy Jo. Now, I am the only thing that stands between you and your diplomas, and I will not give them up willingly without you paying attention to what I have to say. I will most likely never have an extended conversation with any of you. And I'm going to have one with you today. But first, I want to talk to your families and your friends. As Commissioner Salzman said, thank you. But more than just thanks for what you've put up with over the last 6 months, more than just thanks for making the lunches and being handcuffed and whatever other indignities you've had to endure during their training. Thank you for what you've created. We go to great pains to select the best people to be Los Angeles police officers. It is a tough job, and it wears on the heart of the individuals that wear these uniforms. And they have to be well prepared for what they will face. I can help do that a little bit. Sandy Joe, and the men and women on my right of the training staff of the Academy, we will make you a little smarter. We will make you, in some cases, a lot lighter. We will make you stronger. We will teach you how to shoot. We will teach you how to wrestle. We will teach you how to drive. We will teach you how to take reports, and we will teach you the things you need to do the day-to-day operations of a Los Angeles police officer. But we cannot teach you the most important thing. We cannot teach you what will keep you truly safe. That is something that you learned at the knees of your parents, that you learned through your interactions with your friends. That is something that you grew to become because of the people that sit behind you, not because of the people that sit in front of you. And that is your character. Your character is what will keep you safe in this profession. Now, there are real physical dangers, and those physical dangers are exhibited by the 207 badges to my right that were on the chests of Los Angeles police officers when they died in the line of duty. 207. That is not the primary danger that you face. It is not the silencing of your hearts that concerns me. It is the corruption of your hearts. What will keep you safe from that are the lessons learned from the people that sit behind you. Treat people as you would like to be treated. Be fair. Look people in the eye. Smile. Build relationships in everything you do. Whether it's writing a ticket, whether it's going to somebody's house on the worst day of their life, whether it's dealing with somebody's behavior, which is bizarre and unexplainable to you, I expect you to take that task on like it was the only person left in this world and you had to create a relationship with them. If you do that, you will be successful. If you remember what got you in these seats, that badge will remain on your chest. Your character is everything. It's the only thing. All of the skills you've learned in the academy will deteriorate. I too was lighter at one time. I too was stronger at one time. I too could run faster. All that slowly goes away. But your character never does. And that's what will sustain you. Many people talk about the badge on your chest as a shield over your heart. I look at it in the other way. Your heart is a shield for that badge. Never. Never let what's in your heart deter the shine on that badge. Today, you become police officers. Today, the state of California, through the city of Los Angeles, gives you the authority granted to peace officers. Part of that authority is the ability to make arrests, to take away somebody's freedom, the most fundamental thing, the most fundamental value in American society, to take away somebody's freedom. You can also take away somebody's property. And some days, we take away people's lives. That is tremendous responsibility. But it is your legal authority that allows you to do that. Your legal authority is very different than the authority that causes people to conform to the law on a general basis. Now, what does that mean? The strongest type of authority in any society is moral authority. Moral authority is the authority that the people behind you exert on you. Legal authority is the authority that the people in front of you exert on you. I challenge each and every one of you to develop your moral authority in the city of Los Angeles. Legal authority is spelled out in books, interpreted by lawyers, enacted by us. Moral authority is what gives you the right to make a community safe, to make a community healthy, to be part of the folks that you police, recognizing that we are all part of this great city. Whether you live in its boundaries or not, you will spend the majority of your adult lives here. You will become part of its fabric. Weave yourself into that fabric. Create that moral authority. Build those relationships. Be the kind of cop that you would want to show up at your house. And do it every day, in every contact. If you do that, you'll make me proud. Now I will close and get out of the way of your diploma receival in the way that I always do, and that's with a promise to the families. Starting this weekend, your young men and women will go into the city of Los Angeles and begin to protect and serve. And while they do that, I promise you that I will protect and I will serve them. Thank you.